desire and interest in your prayers this morning as we look into the Word. You will recall, I know some of you were not here last Sunday, but the subject that we have been considering actually Wednesday night and last Sunday, both services, or Sunday afternoon, I guess, was on a little root of bitterness. What we have been examining and looking into the Scripture to see how that little root of bitterness has a way of pervading the whole body. It affects our perspectives. It affects our motivations. It affects how we view people and how we see life. And it was just starts as a little root. Well, this morning and this week, the Lord has been talking to me about a little leaven. And we're not going to be able to finish this message this morning either. We'd like to start with it and begin in 1 Corinthians in the 5th chapter. I'd like to give a little, just a very brief background. The church at Corinth was a very, very large congregation. And very, very diverse congregation. And they were new in the faith. And the book of Corinthians, if you read through it, it's really almost a book of reproof. Because in almost every chapter, you will find that Paul is reproving them how they weren't doing something properly, and then he gave them proper instruction. There was, in the church at Corinth, there was fornication among them, and they were among professed brothers and sisters in the Lord. They were taking the Lord's Supper, and they were making a feast of it. And so one of the chapters deals with that. One of the chapters deals with their misunderstanding and their misuse of tongues. They were esteeming the ability to speak in foreign languages, and they were misusing that, and so Paul was correcting them. And so the book of 1 Corinthians is really about Paul addressing a congregation that was actually in a very unhealthy state. And he gave the correction, the reproof, but then he went on to give instruction on the positive side of it. This is what you ought to be doing. And so with that understanding, I would like us to give consideration to 1 Corinthians chapter 5, and we'll begin reading in verse 6. We'll get right to the point here. He said, "Your glorying is not good. Know ye not that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump? Purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened, for even Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us." In this chapter, in the 5th chapter, if you read the verses before this, there were those, again, that were committing egregious sins and yet going along participating in the congregation as if they were saved and loved the Lord and were Christians. And Paul was giving some reproof because of their lack of spiritual discipline amongst themselves. But I'd like us to focus in on this sixth verse. He said, "Your glorying is not good." In other words, you are saying that you're where you ought to be spiritually, and really you're not. And so then your glorying, you ought to be grieving rather. You ought to be coming to the Lord and saying, "Lord, there's sin in our life, and there's things that are wrong, and I'm sorry, Lord." But instead of acknowledging the needs in their own life, they were covering it up under some of their good works. They were covering up under where they went to church. They were covering up under a profession. And Paul was saying, "Your glorying isn't good." And he gave them the reason why. He said, "Know ye not that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump?" And then he gave them some instruction, "Purge out the old leaven." In other words, purge that which is in your life that is corruption. Purge that which is not right, that which is defiling. Now last Sunday and last Wednesday, as we studied bitterness, our instruction then is, and I gave us all a challenge to go home the last few days and examine our own life. And I told you I was doing that myself. "Lord, is there any little root in my life?" And if there is any area in our life, our prayer should be, then, "Lord, I want you to purge that. I want you to perfect that which is in my life that is unlike you. I want to have the love of God. I want to have the forgiveness of the Lord. I want to be living holy as the Lord wants us to."
But it's going to take some self-examination. It's going to take us acknowledging where we really are in life and not covering it by profession, not covering it because of a common history. And so then he went on to say in verse 7, "Purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened, for even Christ our Passover is sacrificed. Therefore let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and in truth." That is what the Lord's desire is for all of us this morning, is to be leavened, to be influenced with sincerity and with truth. But there is power in little things, is there not? Now, I didn't ask the children to sing that song. But God has a way of taking what's little, and what did the song said? He can do, make a lot out of a little. And do you know, we can sit back and say, "Oh, thank you, Lord. You can just take the little insignificant things in my life and you can do something with them." I'm thankful for that. I am thankful that God can take our weaknesses. He can take our needs. And when we give ourselves to the Lord and place ourselves in His hands, He can do something great with it. It's not dependent upon your personality this morning. It's not dependent on who we are or where we've been. It's dependent upon, "Lord, I'm placing myself in Your hand." And when we put ourselves in God's hand, He can take our life and He can enrich it. He can make something good and blessed and whole out of us. But as God is able to take that which is little, so does the enemy. When we allow the enemy an inroad in our life, and this is what Paul was really addressing, he said, "Don't you know that a little leaven, it leaveneth the whole lump?" Leaven is something that is very powerful. And I asked Renee to bake some bread for us this morning. I'm not serving it. But I want to show you some bread. Can you see this okay? Do y'all know what the difference is in these two loaves? It's the same amount of dough. It was the same recipe, same amount in each loaf. But there's one thing missing from this one. Y'all know what it was. It was leaven. And I asked her to bake it because I want us to understand what a little leaven does. Now see, this right here, this is solid. This is pure. Okay? If you want purity, this is pure. And I know some people say, "Well, the other is more attractive." But I want you to know, this is pure. And the Lord has called us this morning to live a holy life. Holy means consecrated. It means homogeneous. It means the same throughout. That's what holiness means. In other words, we still have weaknesses in our life. We, all of us, still have areas that the Lord is perfecting in a human sense. But remember, our hearts, when they're holy, that, "Lord, my heart is for You. My heart is to serve You." And yes, sometimes we stumble. And yes, there are times the Lord corrects us. But Lord, my heart is devoted to You. And You have all my heart. And out of that kind of heart, folks, comes true holiness with the presence of God. But what happened here at Corinth was that leavening agent of unrighteousness, it got in the mix. And you know, just a little bit of leaven changes the whole loaf, doesn't it? And that's what Paul was saying. "Don't you know that just a little leaven, it leaveneth the whole thing?" In other words, it has a corrupting influence. One little bit. Do you realize that just looking at flour, a bread recipe, if you make it up, you really don't know by just looking at it what it's going to do once you put water in it, mix it, and cook it? You have to wait until you start seeing the results. If Renee would have just put that flour and salt and whatever all was in that bread recipe, I would not have been able to tell you if there's leaven in it. The only way I knew was after time had elapsed, and then I went by and looked, and in the pan, one of them staying flat, and the other's raising. In other words, it was getting puffed up. Yeah, same time, everything. And I would not have known until some time had elapsed, and then through time, I was able to see the effect. You know, there are some times in life that we don't always see what's at work until some time has elapsed. But we want to be aware that the enemy would like to do all that he can to corrupt us with just a little bit of leaven. But see, holiness is pure. Holiness is untainted. Holiness is something that's not puffed up, but it's the same throughout. And holiness to the Lord, and I know this is basic this morning, but holiness with God is non-negotiable. It's non-negotiable. This is the reason why there are so many churches, there are so many religions, there are so many different ways, because everybody would like to put their own little ingredients into it. But see, when we add our own ways to what the Word of God teaches us, it's going to get misaligned with what is really acceptable to God. And so then our purpose in life and our desire is, Lord, help me to come into conformity to Your Word. Let's not manipulate the truth. Let's not try to fit and change doctrines and change biblical principles to fit my life, but rather, Lord, help me to change my life to fit what the Bible teaches me. And so a little leaven, leaven at the whole lump, that was a warning that Paul gave. That was a warning that he gave. And you can see the power of it. But have you watched the power of leaven in someone's life? What about our own life? Have you ever allowed just a little thing to get in? A little thing. And then through time, it began to influence your whole life? I think probably all of us would be able to look at things that little things that have had great effects in our life. I want to give you a dictionary definition of leaven. It's an agent such as yeast that causes batter or dough to rise. An element, and I thought this was noteworthy, it's an element or influence that works subtly to lighten, enliven, or modify a whole, to pervade, causing a gradual change. In other words, this didn't happen instantly. This rose because of leaven, and it took time. And there are things in life that the enemy, he may not have us this morning. But the devil doesn't really care how long it takes. The enemy has designs on all of us, and remember, greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. If we will keep our hearts and our love centered on the Lord, we'll make it. We can make it. But understand that the enemy is at work in many different avenues this morning. And it may just be things we look at and say, that's not that big of a deal. It's just something little. It doesn't really matter. But the devil knows that through time, it can begin to have a subtle, gradual change and effect on our lives. So there's power in leaven. So beware this morning of a little leaven. Beware of just a little. When you think it's just a little thing, it's not that big of a deal. How many times have you heard that? Really? It's just a little thing. But then through time, you see how that little thing, it has a subtle effect. It affects the whole body. It affects us all. We need to beware this morning of the corrupting influences of the leaven of this world. And do you know that sin, when it is left unchallenged in our lives, it corrupts our whole church? Have you seen someone that's left the Lord and it's over something they would say is just a little thing? And you watch what happens and you see through time, faster and faster and faster, their whole character, their whole life is changed for the worse. It's because of the power of sin, folks. Sin has an influence that affects our whole character and our whole being. And there may be things in life, even principles of holiness, between you and the Lord that you say, well, it's just a little thing. But stop and look down the road and see what is going to be the long-term effects of it. How is it affecting my life? How does it affect my perspective of God? How does it affect my relationship with the Lord? Y'all have heard me say many times, it's not about writing a list on the board of do's and don'ts. Because there might be some things I put on there that maybe really don't matter to you, and it just affects me, and there'd be other things I miss. And so it's about your personal relationship with God. And I want to warn you, beware of the leaven this morning. The leaven means different things in the Scripture. And we're going to address not all of them this morning. But in the Scripture, leaven represents self-righteousness. Say self-righteousness, leaven? A little leaven, leaven is the whole lump. A little bit of self-righteousness will corrupt us entirely. Through time, if it's not purged. Self-righteousness, a little bit of malice, a little bit of wickedness. That's what he named out here. He said, "Let with the leaven of malice and wickedness, a little bit of false doctrine, a little bit of this world." That's leaven. A little bit of leaven leaveneth the whole lump. I'd like us to turn to Luke in the 12th chapter. Luke chapter 12, we'll begin reading with verse 1. Said, in the meantime, when there were gathered together an innumerable multitude of people, insomuch that they trod one upon another. Now that was a big multitude. It said that he began to say unto his disciples, first of all, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. Leaven. A little leaven, leaveneth the whole lump. He said, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be made known. You know, hypocrisy is something that when one professes to be something, when he's actually something else. That's what hypocrisy is. And he said, beware the leaven of the Pharisees. Because what happens when someone professes something and they're really not, it has a way of permeating throughout their whole life. All of their works, everything they do becomes about, and there's a very fine line between hypocrisy and self-righteousness. You will find that most hypocrites are pretty self-righteous. And that's scriptural as well. You find Jesus was the one that began to mix the metaphors a little bit, if you will. He said, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. The Pharisees were people that were puffed up. Just like this bread with leaven. They began to get exalted in themselves. They began to be self-reliant. And folks, this is a warning to us. See, Paul was speaking to a congregation at Corinth. And these are areas that none of us are exempt. I am not exempt. None of us are exempt from the influences of the enemy unless we are daily on guard and watching and praying like Jesus taught us. He said, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. And so I would that we understand and consider the leaven of the Pharisees. Self-righteous. They began to get dependent upon their own works and their own righteousness to justify themselves. And which meant they begin to cover up or excuse places of little sin. But is there such a thing as little sin? You know, if we were to make a list, there are some sins that we would say that's egregious. And then other things that, you know, it's wrong, but sin separates us from God. Self-righteousness is when if we look at, and this is what the Pharisees did, they looked at their works, and they did a lot of good things. And if we were in the time of Jesus, you know the most dedicated people of that time were really Pharisees. They were dedicated to a cause. They got mixed up, but they were dedicated. But they began to get self-reliant. Do you know this morning we need to be careful about getting self-reliant? Because all of us need the Lord every single day. And we are not saved by our works. We're not saved by our works. We're saved by faith through grace. We're saved by the grace of God through faith. He's in the scripture says that not of yourself. It's a gift of God. Why? Lest any man should boast or get puffed up. Folks, we are only saved by what God did for us. It's not who we are. It's not where we came from. It's not because we have a history that we can trace back somewhere. We are saved this morning because Jesus died for us, and it's because of what He did in our life. Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. They begin to get self-reliant. Jesus taught us, and we'll just read a few more of these verses over in the 23rd chapter of Matthew. He told us a little bit more about the Pharisees, and again, His warning was, beware of it. He was teaching His disciples this also. And so I think it's important for us to at least be aware of it this morning. Jesus spoke to the multitude and to His disciples. Chapter 23. The scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat, and all therefore whatsoever they bid you observe, that observe and do. You notice that Jesus was telling them, do what the Pharisees are doing. In other words, they're doing a lot of good things. There's a lot of good works that they're doing, and we are not exempt from good works this morning. We are to follow those good works. But Jesus said, do not ye after their works, for they say and do not. For they bind heavy burdens, grievous to be borne, and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers. All of their works they do to be seen of men. And He went on down through a list about how they love to sit in the uppermost seats, and they love to be called Rabbi, Rabbi. And then down in verse 23, Jesus continued, and He said, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought ye to have done, and not left the other undone. And He went on and said, you make clean the outside of the cup and platter, but within you're full of extortion and excess. Blind Pharisee, cleanse first that which was in the cup and the platter, that the outside may be clean. In verse 28, He said, even so also outwardly you appear righteous unto men, but within you're full of hypocrisy and iniquity. Folks, that was the leaven of the Pharisees. They had a lot of good works. They did a lot of good things. But a little bit of self-righteousness, it permeated their life. Because we're taught to give. So how did they give? If I'm going to give, I want everybody to know it. I'd even like a plaque on the back wall with my name on it. See, that's what the Pharisees were doing. And so the little bit of self-righteousness, it permeated something they were doing good. It was good to give, but it affected their good works. And it covered so many different areas of their life. This morning, the Lord is interested in us doing good works. But let's do it for the right reason. Let's be careful that we not allow a little bit of self-righteousness to come into our life to the point then that we also begin to excuse unrighteousness in our life. Because see, self-righteousness is sin. Self-righteousness is wrong. And something becomes sin, it's sin in and of itself, but we become accountable when? When do we become accountable for something? When we become aware of it. And so the Lord is not there ready to cut us off. He's there to work with us and help us. But when we become aware that I'm getting a little bit too self-reliant, or I'm starting to trust a little bit too much in maybe my experience or my works or my sacrifice or what I'm doing, that's the time to say, Lord, I don't want that a little bit of leaven. I don't want that to corrupt me. I don't want that to allow us to get puffed up because we're relying on the Lord, folks. You remember the man that came, the publican that came and prayed in the temple? He was with the Pharisee, wasn't he? Find that little story over in the 18th chapter of Luke. Jesus related, and again, a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. In the 18th chapter of Luke in verse 9, he spake a parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. You know, hypocrisy and self-righteousness, it brings about a critical, judgmental attitude and spirit in people's life. Because they're covering up iniquity in their own life by sometimes good works. And then they become very condemning of those around about them. And the Lord's saying, be careful a little bit of that will affect relationship with God and with people among us. And so he said then in Luke 18 and verse 9, he said, two men, in verse 10, he said, two men went up in the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. And remember, the publicans were those that were despised by people. They were those that were the outcast because they were tax collectors. They were the sinners. They were the traitors. The Pharisee stood, and this is how he prayed, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men. And as I read through this, keep these loaves in mind. Okay? I am thankful that I'm not like other men. Extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in a week and I give tithes of all that I possess. Is that holiness? Do you see where a little leaven leavened the whole lump? He was trusting Jesus. The scripture specifically said Jesus was addressing those who were trusting in themselves. And if I've done all of these good things, then I can kind of cover some iniquity in my life. I can cover that little root of bitterness that we talked about last week. I can cover a little bit of, you know, it's just a little bit of love for the things of the world that takes away from my love of God. I can cover those things up with my outward man. The Pharisees, they looked right on the outside. They dressed right, they acted right, they gave, they did all of these things that were good in and of themselves, but they had been leavened. The publican standing afar off would not lift up so much his eyes unto heaven, but he smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other, for every one that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy, which is self-righteousness. Because Paul, when he spoke to the church at Corinth, and like I said, we're going to address some of the other leaven in life. But I believe the Lord has concluded here this morning. But with this leaven of self-righteousness, it was because they began to trust in themselves. They began to glory in who they were and in what they had done, in where they had been. And they failed to have the humility to come to the Lord and say, Lord, I'm dependent upon you. I don't have anything of myself of value to offer, but Lord, I give you myself. That's when God, just like the children sang, God can take a little and he can do something great. He can do something wonderful. But if we want to come the Lord's blessing in our life, and folks, beware, a little bit of leaven does leaven the whole lump. Watch in your life. Watch and pray. Be careful. Be diligent that we not get self-sufficiency. Let's not excuse. When the Lord comes along and kind of touches our life and shows us an area that we need to grow in or that we need to make some changes, you know what the self-righteous person does? They cover it up. And they say, but look at all the good I'm doing. But the Lord, if you want to be go home justified, Paul said, purge yourself of that leaven. In other words, get rid of it. The Pharisee, or the publican rather, he lifted up his eyes. He couldn't even lift up his eyes hardly. And he said, Lord, would you be merciful? You know, this is where we're going to find victory over that little bit of leaven of hypocrisy or of self-righteousness, is to be able to look at ourselves in the mirror and say, Lord, like Paul said, all that I am, it's by the grace of God. It's nothing of myself. And if the Lord shows us needs in our life, let's not justify it. Let's not cover it up. Let's not excuse it. But let's say, you know what? That's me. That's the way I am. Lord, would you help me? And you know, that's when we will begin to experience in a greater measure the power of the Lord that can raise us up. Not because of the leaven of the world, but God's leaven of holiness and purity and goodness and sincerity and truth. But we have to be willing to acknowledge where we're at. We have to be willing to look at ourselves in the mirror. Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. Know ye not that a little leaven leaveneth the whole world?